Ocean FM.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Ocean FM, the IBA, and funded by Commission Le Mans with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
We've talked a little bit on Ours to Protect over the past few months about the role that trees can play in absorbing the carbon gases that contribute to climate change. Now, Ireland currently has 11% of its land under tree cover, compared to the EU average of 35%. So our good news story for this week focuses on efforts to plant more trees across this beautiful island. Taking a step in the right direction towards increasing tree cover here, the Department of Agriculture this week announced their largest ever investment in tree planting. The new forestry programme is offering increased grants, as well as introducing a new small-scale native woodland scheme to encourage a wider variety of landowners who might wish to plant small areas of trees on their land. Now, in a few minutes, forest ecologist Saoirse O'Donoghue is going to tell us a bit more about the positive impact that building a better forest network can have here. But first, I'm going to whet your appetite for loving our woodlands by taking you to the leafy oasis of Cleevra in Sligo.
What tree is that?
For a tree walk with a difference, alongside the kids of the Cranmore Co-op.
So how many living things do you think are in this tree? Bugs and
about
earwigs,
5,000.
5,000, a million?
8,560,000.
I don't know, biggest number ever.
Oh, okay. I need one volunteer.
Me!
Shake this tree for us.
Like that?
Yeah.
I'm shaking.
Okay. I'm happy.
Okay. Oh, I see animals. Now, what do we have?
Is it moss?
It's wood.
No. It's wood. It's something, I think it's like the tree. But
it's a
tree.
Is it bad?
Look what we have here. And there. Where's the bug jar?
Oh, I got him in.
Close it.
You got him in.
James, can I put some bugs on?
Who would dare to touch an earwig?
They
cold it in their hands.
It's amazing how accessible these woodlands are in just beside an urban area, and Sligo County Council have been very generous in allowing access and all sorts of different facilities up here around Cleevra. It's a great place to come and find that nature connection, which I think as a human we all inherently need for a sense of well-being and that sense of connectedness to the web of habitats and species in the world. Today we're here in the rain, and we've got, you know, the feeling of the rain, and you've got the splashing of the mallards over there, you've got the rake of the leaves underfoot and the bird song in the trees, you've got blackcap and robin and wren, and you've got occasional jay and the squawking of various different gulls on the river here. It's just a wonderful place to come and find a bit of quietude for a short amount of time and just to slow down and tune in to what's going on in the here and now.
It did seem that our bunch of curious kids were thoroughly enjoying tuning into and soaking up the forest.
We were picking leaves.
We were shaking this tree and getting the stuff off it. Bugs.
When we found bark,
we were naming trees, an oak tree. We were hearing the trees. We were smelling them, hugging them,
kissing them.
James kissed the tree.
Well, that's certainly a good indication that having more woodlands planted across the northwest will offer more opportunities for fun like this, and the nature connection that it brings to us all. On the bank of the Garavogue River at Durley Park, Saoirse O'Donoghue gives us an overview of some of the other ways in which we all benefit from increased woodland planting.
You can sum it up in one word, and that's resilience. With all of the climatic changes that are occurring, if we have a strong, well-supported woodland network with a self-sustaining ecosystem, it has that resilience to be able to come back. So there's a huge opportunity here to increase the amount of broadleaf planting and also to increase planting of smaller woodlands, small private woodlands, sites that are less than a hectare in size. So it's a huge opportunity for people now, and there's good premiums and good grants available for them. So this is all in the new forestry planting program from 2023 to 2027, which has just been launched. What we have is habitat fragmentation that creates these isolated pockets of woodland which can't sustain the larger species. So they're also trying to promote this continuous cover forestry, which helps to basically stabilize the soils and the carbon sinks and create this network of different habitats, natural habitats, and that linkage that we need to really create this resilient habitat for wildlife. A lot of these alluvial woodlands are now going to be approved for this in the Woodlands for Water scheme and in the Native Woodlands scheme as well. We have so many challenges nowadays. Trees that are planted along rivers and along the shores of lakes have this capacity to stabilize soils and banks and prevent erosion into the streams and lakes and rivers. And when the soils are very wet, like in here, you'd have several months where you'd have a flooded area, and the trees here can generally withstand several months of flooding, and they just soak up and filter the water out of the soil. And when it's hotter, we are getting these hotter summers, the rate of evapotranspiration, the rate that the water is moving through the tree and out into the leaves and out into the air is increased, and that can actually help to dry out the soils. But in these particular wet forests, you know, the soils store a lot of water for long periods of time, so they can be very useful in helping to dry out the banks, bind the soils, prevent soil erosion, and improve water quality. It's a really important thing to do to try and promote this woodlands all along the banks here, because we've got salmon in here, you know, and they really require very clean, high quality water.
So if you're a farmer, a landowner, or even a member of a community group that has a plot of land which you think might be suitable for the scheme, you can get the outline of the new forestry programme from the Department of Agriculture, or you can contact Chagas to check whether your land might be suitable. Before I sign off, I have a bit of information for listeners in County Leitrim who might have a few old paint tins, waste oil or chemicals that aren't accepted in our normal household waste. This and next Friday and Saturday, the Civic Amenity Centre in Manor Hamilton is accepting hazardous waste from Leitrim residents. This is a great way to safely get rid of materials that might have serious effects if they're not disposed of properly. Just remember that a ticket for the Bring Centre costs €6 and should be bought locally before you bring your waste to the centre.